Hello, and welcome back to Product Growth Insights. I'm Arjun, and today we're diving into something that could fundamentally change how hundreds of millions of Indians interact with technology. Joining me is Meera, who's been tracking India's AI ecosystem closely. Meera, we're talking about Indic language AI platforms today, right?
Exactly, Arjun. We're comparing three major players, Sarvam AI, Krutrim, and Bashini. These are platforms building APIs specifically for Indian languages, and they're tackling a massive problem that global AI companies haven't really solved.
Let's start with the why. Why do we even need India-specific language models when we have ChatGPT and Claude that already support Hindi?
Great question. Only 10 to 12% of India's population speaks English. That means if you're building a product only in English, you're ignoring almost 90% of your potential market. Now, global models like GPT-4 do support Hindi, but they're incredibly token inefficient. Hindi words generate 3 to 5 times more tokens than English, which means your API costs skyrocket. Plus, they lack local cultural context and don't handle Hinglish well, which is how most urban Indians actually speak.
Hinglish being that natural mix of Hindi and English that you'd hear in everyday conversation.
Precisely. And that's where these specialized platforms come in. They're optimized for Indian vocabularies, regional accents, and they understand code mixing naturally.
Okay, so we have three main contenders. Let's break them down one by one. What's Sarvam AI's main strength?
Sarvam AI is all about voice latency. They're backed by PeakXV and Lightspeed, and their focus is solving the audio latency problem. In a real-time voice conversation, if the AI takes more than a second to respond, the conversation feels broken and unnatural. Sarvam has reduced that to under 500 milliseconds.
Under half a second, that's genuinely impressive. Who would need that kind of speed?
Think customer service bots, banking assistants, automated collections calls, anywhere you need a natural phone conversation. Their Shrestha model family is specifically fine-tuned for Hinglish, which makes it perfect for transactional voice bots serving urban and semi-urban India.
And what about Krutrim? That's Bhavish Agarwal's venture from Ola, right?
Correct. Krutrim is positioned as India's full-stack AI platform. Unlike Sarvam's voice focus, Krutrim is building a general-purpose text LLM trained on millions of Indian tokens across 22 languages. Their strength is in localized knowledge, things like legal questions, tax queries, cultural context that global LLMs simply get wrong.
So more of a horizontal play for text-heavy applications.
Exactly. If you're building multilingual chatbots, email autoresponders, or content generation tools, Krutrim gives you a solid API playground. It doesn't have Sarvam's audio specialization, but for B2B startups doing text work across Indian languages, it's a strong option.
And then there's Bashini, which, if I understand correctly, is government-backed.
Yes, Bashini is the government's National Language Translation Mission platform. It's fundamentally different from the other two because it's built for public good, not profit. Bashini aggregates open-source models from Indian institutions like IIT Madras and AI4 Bharat and makes them available through a unified API gateway.
What makes it stand out in this comparison?
Three things. First, language coverage. Bashini supports all 22 official Indian languages, including low-resource languages like Dogri, Maithili, and Konkani that commercial vendors typically ignore. Second, it's the most cost-effective option because it's subsidized by the government. And third, if you need government compliance for public sector work or you're building for rural demographics, Bashini is essentially your only choice.
So it sounds like each platform has a clear use case. How should a product team actually choose between them?
Think about your primary need. Choose Sarvam if you're building real-time conversational voice agents where latency matters. Choose Krutrim if you need a general-purpose Indic text LLM for chatbots or content work. Choose Bashini if you need maximum language coverage, government compliance, or you're cost-sensitive.
What about pricing? You mentioned Bashini is subsidized, but what are we looking at for the commercial options?
Bashini is definitely the lowest cost, sometimes even offering open access. Sarvam is described as competitive, and Krutrim is moderate. The exact pricing varies, but the key point is that all three are significantly more cost-efficient than using global models for Indic languages because of that token efficiency we discussed earlier.
This feels like we're at an inflection point for Indian language tech. What's the bigger picture here?
We're talking about the next 600 million non-English speakers in India coming online. Traditional translation services or human-staffed support centers can't scale to serve that market economically. These AI platforms are making it financially viable to build products that serve the entire Indian population, not just the English-speaking elite. That's genuinely transformative.
And it's happening right now. These aren't future concepts. These are production APIs that developers can use today.
Absolutely. Whether you're a startup building a customer service bot or a government department trying to reach rural citizens, there's now a viable technical solution that didn't exist even 2 years ago.
Fantastic breakdown, Mira. For anyone building products in India, this is definitely a space to watch closely. Thanks for walking us through it.
Always a pleasure, Arjun.
That's it for today's episode. If you're enjoying these deep dives into India's product ecosystem, make sure you subscribe. We'll be back soon with another breakdown. Until then, I'm Arjun, and this has been Product Growth Insights.